You're listening to SBS News.
It was one of the most volatile years ever for the Australian share market, which kept rising in the first few weeks of the year, despite devastating bushfires. And even as news of a novel coronavirus spread, including Australia's first case on the 25th of January, shares continued to hit record levels, peaking on the 20th of February at 7,162. As the seriousness of the virus was realized and economies began shutting down, Australia's market plummeted. Shares lost over a third of their value. In just 1 month, they fell to levels not seen since 2016. It was a similar story on global markets, prompting central banks around the world, including the U.S. Federal Reserve, to pump billions of dollars into the economy. IG Markets analyst Kyle Roda says Australia was almost at the point of a crisis.
It really can't be understated how close we came to a financial crisis back in March, before the Fed stepped in and basically assured that it would provide liquidity, that it would provide support for the U.S. dollar, that financial markets wouldn't stop functioning because of this shock to the economy and the financial system.
Australia's Reserve Bank supported the market. A rate cut in early March was followed by another emergency cut in mid-March, along with a bond buying program. It was joined by the federal government, which introduced cash injections like the economic support payment and later the massive $130 billion JobKeeper package. The market started to turn despite oil going negative for the first time in history. The collapse of Virgin, a hard lockdown in Victoria, and unemployment peaking at 7.5%. September saw confirmation that Australia had entered its first recession in almost 30 years. So why was the market climbing? Mahjoub Bin Zaman, Citi Australia's senior investment specialist, explains.
Markets tend to be forward-looking and tend to price in where they see the economy, not now, but say 6 or 12 months later. So some of the good news around economic recovery is already in the price. Now, another reason why we saw markets rally despite increasing COVID-19 cases globally was really the stimulus.
Then came the biggest global political event, the U.S. presidential election. It prompted what was one of the strongest monthly rallies we've ever seen, a 10% increase in the month of November. Wall Street also hit record highs. So as Australia's share market continues its ascent, how are the experts feeling about 2021? Julia Lee, Berman Invest's chief investment officer, predicts a recovery and growth for the foreseeable future.
First of all, I'm very bullish on the market, which means I think that we are going to have a good run at least for the next 1 to 2 years. Once we have a recession, it is all about reset and growth, and that's a positive backdrop for investments and the stock market. Secondly, the Aussie dollar strength in the last few months has been incredible, and now there are forecasts that we're going to see 80 US cents being hit by next year. That means I think the Reserve Bank is going to be under pressure to raise interest rates.
Now, that's not a consensus view, but if that were to happen, it would be a dramatic turnaround from the bank, which said rates won't rise for another 3 years. But if 2020 has taught us anything, it is to expect the unexpected. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.